Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Gordon Denlinger of the 99th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Denlinger, welcome to this report to your constituents. It's been a busy week in Harrisburg. The House has been in voting session, and some legislation has passed that will hopefully improve safety on Pennsylvania highways. What's going on here?
Well, we did see this week, finally, the passage in both the House and the Senate of what has been called the texting ban, or legislation to limit what people do in their vehicles from a standpoint of the smartphones that are used by so many. It is a ban on all smartphone screen activity. So in addition to banning texting, it would reach over into Facebook updates and Twitter usage and all the other applications that folks are using smartphones to accomplish. It is a primary offense. In fact, whereas some other points of safety are made secondary offenses, this is a primary offense. And so if a police officer sees an individual swerving all over the road and determines it to be a use of the smartphone, the individual can be pulled over and fined immediately for that activity, whereas secondary offenses would involve generally a person being pulled over for speeding and then being ticketed for additional other activities like the non-wearing of seatbelts. This bill would go into effect next March, so there is a little bit of time for folks to get used to the idea. But it is an important step, and particularly for our youngest citizens who are coming into the driving population, I think it's important that we did put a marker on it that texting while driving is just not to be done. I do think it will save lives in the long term, and it's important to remember that driving is a privilege. It's not a right. The state does therefore regulate it to the extent that we seek safety and safe practices, and in that vein, I did support the bill. I will tell you, as a conservative, I struggled a little with the reach of government into folks' lives, but again, driving is a privilege, and so therefore, I thought it was an appropriate step to protect our citizens and particularly our youngest drivers.
There's also been a lot of talk about finding some way to help communities that are impacted by the drilling for natural gas, especially with this Marcellus shale gas drilling boom that's going on. I understand there's some legislation that's moving through the House. What's going on?
The Marcellus drilling activity certainly is one of the exciting things that's happening in Pennsylvania's economy, and frankly, it's one of the reasons our unemployment rate is lower than in many other states. This week, House Bill 1950, sponsored by Representative Brian Ellis of Butler County, passed out of the House Finance Committee, and it is my honor to serve as the vice chairman of House Finance, and so it was indeed a busy week for us there. This bill is essentially Governor Corbett's drilling regulation package. It would result in the imposition of an impact fee, a fee on a per well, per year of production basis. The split of funds from that fee would flow 75% to the local residents who are impacted and then 25% into the state coffers. Along with the imposition of the fee comes a serious update of the state's gas and oil law. A comprehensive list of drilling regulations is included in the package. Notably, it does preempt local ordinances or regulations. So what the state would do in this legislation is create a uniform set of drilling standards all across Pennsylvania. And this will help those who are involved in drilling activity to know what the rules are and therefore, we think, be held accountable much more clearly to them. Ultimately, this is the package that the governor has indicated he will sign. There are calls for higher rates of taxation or other elements of regulation, but Governor Corbett has indicated that this is the package he supports. And so for House and Senate members, the question is, should we move this legislation forward and get something done, or do we run into opposition from the administration? Ultimately, this does face a lot more debate in the full House of Representatives and certainly over on the Senate side. So it's far from done at this point, but I think the passage of the package out of the House Finance Committee this week was a significant step in moving forward on the Marcellus Shale issue.
And you often have the opportunity to address a number of groups in your community. And I understand that there's a group you're going to be speaking to in the near future. What's going on here?
Yes, very thrilled this coming week to address the Biblical Family Ministries Group Men's Conference up in Myerstown, Pennsylvania. They're holding a two-day conference where they're tackling some of the challenges that men face in today's world, and I've been invited to lead one of the sessions there to speak to the attendees, and so I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to joining Biblical Family Ministries next Friday afternoon.
Representative Denlinger, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Gordon Denlinger.